situations of life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And the conversation continues. And I want to open up a conversation that may be a little bit uncomfortable to some, but it's a fact. I just finished watching a documentary called Contradiction: Questions of Faith. And in this documentary, it stated that in the melanated communities, or the black communities as they call them, there are churches on every corner. Not only are there churches on every corner, then in every other block you'll find a liquor store, or a drug dealer, or a set of prostitutes on a corner. And the biggest excitement of each week is going to your neighborhood store and getting a lottery ticket. And the question was, why is there so much poverty in communities that have churches or centers of belief on every corner? And so they interviewed quite a few people. They interviewed a lot of young people who said that they were drugged to church, that they were forced to attend church to believe in a God that they did not understand. And yet, when they looked around them and they saw the poverty that they were living in and the homes, households that they were living in where there was not enough, they didn't understand how their parents could still believe in a God when they were suffering and going through hardship. So it's a truly conversation that we as a melanated people need to have. We have to be honest and truthful with ourselves. And so I asked myself, do I believe in God? And why do I believe in him? My answer is, I believe that there is a higher being. I believe that it took someone with intelligence to create heaven and earth, to create all of nature that is around us and orchestrate it. Because even now, we as humans, we can't understand half or most of the things that happen in nature. We just know that they happen. We don't understand why the seasons change. So there had to be an intelligent being, a higher power, a higher being that created us. Do we completely understand him? No, we don't. Do I believe? Yes, I do. So then that leaves the question of, why is there so much poverty in a melanated community where they go to church every Sunday and sometimes twice during the week, or they're in the church building every time the church doors open, and there's still poverty and corruption and killing and self-hate? And it takes me back, and I know some of us are not going to want to hear this, but it takes me back to the fact that before the slave ships came, before they herded our ancestors on slave ships and took us to parts unknown, we, the melanated people, are spiritual people. We had our own religious beliefs. But once they herded us onto those slave ships, by the time we got off, we had a new name and a new religion. One that tried or convinced many that slavery was God ordained. And so it was ingrained in us. We were indoctrinated into a religion that was not our own. And in order to escape the slave whip, in order to escape the beatings and not being fed, Our ancestors, who were now slaves, had to convince their captors that they were converted to a religion that they did not understand. So it was ingrained into them. And the only time that they got relief was on Sundays, when they were allowed to go into, quote, worship houses and worship this new God or this new religion that they were given. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus. Oh yeah, I know people are going to be upset with me. It was created to keep us distracted from the atrocity that was being done to our ancestors. And it was ingrained. And so today, because they were so used to being without, that they continue to enforce it in their children into generation after generation. But now, with so much technology and the World Wide Web and so much information being released, people's eyes are being opened and they are realizing that what they were taught is not God ordained. And they don't fully understand what's going on. They don't fully understand the creator of heaven and earth. They probably don't even know his name. But what they do know is what they were taught is not it. So it has created a controversy. And some, rather than seek the understanding, they turn to drugs and alcohol and doing life their way and living life to the fullest the way they see fit. Now, this is a conversation that's not going to end. It's a conversation where you're going to have to find your own peace and understanding. But I do know this, that if you don't believe in the Bible, you do have to admit this. Without living with the Bible principles, that this world would be in a greater chaotic situation than it already is. There would be a lot more killings. There would be a lot more wars and rumors of wars. So you have to decide for yourself what you believe. You have to decide for yourself if you even believe in God. But it has to be a decision that you make. It has to be a decision that you're all right with. Because as for me and my house, I may not know everything there is to know about him, but I do know that there is a higher power. I do know that. And right now I call him Jehovah, the God of my existence. And maybe not all the stories that are written in the book that they call the Bible is true, but some of them are. Because people had a belief and they followed commandments like love thy neighbor as thyself, thou shalt not steal. And it got them through. And I know that what I believe in is getting me through. I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. But that's a decision that you have to make. And it's a conversation that has no ending, but it begins with you. Now, I pray that I've said something that will light a fire in you, to cause you to go searching for yourself, to understand what you truly believe. Set goals for yourself. Accomplish them. And know that there is a higher power. And you got to know whether you trust or not. Not what man says. Not what they tell you. Not who they tell you. Not even what mama tell you who God is. But what you believe. Again, I'm Khadijah. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And you have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.